Hi, Gratitude Seeker. Welcome to this special episode with Audrey Phillips from 365 Meaningful Conversations. She has an Indiegogo project that I think is really beautiful, really important, and I would like to support her by letting you know about it and also letting you know about her story and why she started this project. Audrey, welcome to the Gratitude Podcast.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah, my pleasure. So let us know, what is your project about? What is 365 Meaningful Conversations?
Well, I created over 2 years, 365 hand-illustrated quote cards. And they cover all sorts of topics from privilege to race to gratitude to self-love. And on the flip side, they have a conversation starting question meant to engage people to start conversations in a way that they never have before, getting people to share vulnerably and authentically. And so there's 365, one for each day, and they come in a little box. And yeah, that's the whole art project side of it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And I love what you're, what you want to do with it. Like you want to go on the continental US, and what do you want to do there?
Yeah, I want to launch this project, spreading the message that vulnerable sharing is really a strength. And so the idea is that every single day for a whole year will be dedicated to one of the cards, so the quote and the question part of it. And I have laid out a huge road trip. It has 200 stops, and I'll be going to every single state. And in that state, I'll go to the capital, the city with the largest population, the national parks, as well as the town with the lowest socioeconomic status. And so I'll host meaningful conversation events at each destination, whether that's in a school. I really want to try and do it in a prison or at coffee shops, women's shelters, really anywhere that will let me set up with my cards and invite people to have meaningful conversations. So every single day for a whole entire year, that's my mission.
Wow, this is really beautiful and inspiring, and I'm sure that there's quite a lot of work in actually making this happen. So that's pretty cool. I know that you, like you said, you want to go in schools, even in prisons. And I think that having meaningful conversations is really important. And I know that you you have a very interesting story about this, about how you understood the importance and the power of meaningful conversation. Can you share it with us?
Yeah. Well, I'll just start. My whole life, I've accidentally been turning like surface level conversations deeper, whether it's like someone from AAA fixing my car and next thing I know, we're in a 2-hour conversation, or just airplane rides especially. I just have a knack for having meaningful conversations. And I really learned the value of vulnerable sharing in college. I'd been sexually assaulted the summer before going to college, and I had never ever told anyone about it, and instead was really silent and shameful, and really kept to myself about that all. And then my senior year of college, I decided to take a huge leap of vulnerability. And I wrote an article for my school newspaper. And the night before it was published, I was so nervous. I was like, why would I have shared vulnerably? No one's going to accept this part of me. And I was really nervous. And when it was released in the morning, my inbox, like my email, flooded with positive messages and people thanking me for my strength and courage. And it really just kind of flipped on my head what I thought about vulnerability, how it's really scary to be emotionally exposed, but in that can come like the strongest connections when we're able to like show up as our authentic and perfect selves. Yeah, it was a really powerful experience for me that I feel really grateful for.
Yeah, I'm sure, and I really appreciate your courage, and it's really beautiful to see that the response was so positive, and the people that read the article were so appreciative of it. And yeah, so what I also wanted to share with our audience is that I really love your cards. Like, they're really like fun and really colored and colorful, pardon. And I can feel that you've put a lot of thought and heart into this project. And yeah, it's really amazing that you're doing this. And I'm happy to share it with the gratitude seekers and let them know that they can support you as well, because these things I think actually make a difference in a lot of people's lives, and they bring a lot of gratitude in the world. Like, I'm sure that the people that you're going to inspire and the people that you're going to interact with will definitely feel a lot of gratitude for your work. Like, I'm also a person that likes deep and meaningful conversations. Like, I'm really bad at chit chat. It's like killing me if I have to do it usually. But when it comes to meaningful conversations, it's a whole nother story, and it's beautiful how healing these conversations can be, and how much gratitude we can bring from them. But I also wanted to ask you if you have some experiences and some stories related to gratitude.
Yeah, I definitely do. And first off, thanks for saying that you like the cards. I put so much time, it was 2 years for drawing them. So they're just beautiful in my opinion.
Right.
I do. I have lots of stories around gratitude. I actually work as a wilderness therapy guide, where I take at-risk kids backpacking in the Utah desert. And these are kids that are coming from really, really struggle, and they're in deep crisis. And our job is to take them outdoors and backpack and let them tell their stories. And I just have countless anecdotes of students opening up about their struggles. And I think of one student in particular. He really struggled with his sexuality, and he was bullied all throughout school, and he started self-harming and posting it on the internet and trying to seek out friendship, and just really wasn't going anywhere. He didn't have any friends that he could connect with. And he ended up trying to commit suicide, and his mom found him luckily, and he came to our program 3 days later. And our program's all based in the wilderness, and so he got into our program late at night, and my job was to sit by this fire and just talk to him. And so I asked him about his story, and he just opened up, and, you know, he was sobbing and telling me this heartache of his lack of connection, and it was really touching, and it was really sad also to hear. And that's just one of, like, hundreds of stories that I've gotten to listen to, and I just feel so grateful of people in that program that I've gotten the chance to work with that just show up like completely themselves, with no masks. And it's really touching to, like, be part of someone's, like, healing experience, and I just feel really grateful for all the work I've gotten to do with those students.
This is beautiful, and it's something that we all need, and we all have our issues, we all have our setbacks in life, and when we feel listened to, when we feel that there is someone there to listen and that actually cares, that can bring. And I'm sure that for him it was healing, and he had gotten a lot of gratitude out of that experience as well. Like, when we feel alone and someone does this for us, I think the most appropriate response that we can have in these kinds of situations is to feel grateful and to appreciate the fact that we are actually not alone, and there are people like you that are doing this kind of work and that are making a difference in the way that you're best capable of doing. And even though I'm sure that it's going to be quite a lot of work, and it's not something that's going to be easy, but I think it can really be something very impactful. But I also wanted to ask you if you remember when you actually discovered gratitude, like not just the theory about gratitude, but actually feeling it. Do you remember when and how it felt?
That's such a good question. Say from my lowest point is when I can really remember, like, feeling a lot of gratitude. I would say in college, it was my sophomore year, like in the springtime, I was just in a really hard place and was really sad and isolating, and gratitude was really what lifted me out of that. And I just remember feeling connected to others, and it was like a warm feeling almost, like a warm fuzzy feeling throughout my body. And I think the time that I felt the most gratitude was at the end of college. I was going through a breakup, and it was just a really sad, hard time. And I decided to write all of my friends, which in the end was like 200 people, Whoa. Letters of gratitude. Yeah, it was such a good project to really just kind of pull me out of like a dark spot into the light, for just remembering how connected I am to people and how much I have to be grateful about, especially my relationships. I think that's where I get the most gratitude out of my life.
Definitely. I think we all do. Most of us feel most grateful for the relationships that we have and the people that we have in our life. And the fact that you were able to do this is quite amazing. And how did it feel like? Wasn't it hard to write so many letters?
It was so hard, especially at the beginning. The ones I wrote early on were a little more superficial. And once I got the rhythm, it felt so good to feel like gratitude. Each day I'd try and write two or three, and I did it over kind of like a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when I got hit the most with gratitude was when I sent them out, and I was just sent it out into the world to all my friends. I didn't really want anything in return. It just felt so good to like give and spread the feelings that I had of just gratefulness for all of the people in my life.
Wow, that's beautiful. And let us know a little bit about the process. Like, did you ask yourself a specific question when you composed the letter, or you just thought about the person and started writing, or how was it?
I sort of just tapped into my heart and thought about the person and over my relationship of 4 years of college of knowing them, and let it flow. I really love writing. That's like the main way I get gratitude, kind of like out into the world through letters especially. And yeah, there was not really a question that drove it. I just would think of the person and times they've been there for me and funny moments we shared and just their personality and what they've given me with their gifts. And yeah, it was pretty easy. I wrote almost everyone like a whole full-on letter.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. And it's a really good exercise to actually remember all the beautiful things that happened that those 4 years, right? Like most probably you've relived, and not like emotionally and mentally, you relived all of those moments, and I'm sure that it was quite quite an experience, and it's a beautiful idea, I hope, for our listeners. But we are nearing the end of our time together. And I wanted to ask you, firstly, who are you grateful for in your life right now?
Oh, I just got home after not being home for a long time. So just to see my mom's face, I feel so grateful for all she's given me. She's a creative energy force in my life. And with this whole project that requires so much creativity, I feel so grateful for her. And my dad is an excellent businessman, and I've really gone to him lately with my entrepreneurial questions, and feel so much gratitude for him. And my three siblings, I have a brother and two sisters, and they just really see me for exactly who I am, which is like the best feeling in the world. So yeah, I'm just feeling today a lot of gratitude for my close family and how special they are to me.
Beautiful, beautiful. So let us know where we can find your project and what kind of support you would like.
Yeah, people can follow my Instagram. It's 365 Meaningful Conversations. And on there, there's a link to my fundraising page, and there are lots of cool perks for people donating. It's pretty much a pre-order system. They can donate and they'll get their own box of 365 conversation cards. And there's also, they could donate and I'll stop and visit them on my road trip across the country. Or there are lots of fun stickers to win. Like, yeah, it's pretty endless with the different things. And really any donation really helps. And my favorite is you can donate $5 and I'll send a quote card to anyone in your life with a special message on it. That one's been really popular, and it's just spreading gratitude and kindness throughout the world.
Wow, that's so beautiful. That's so beautiful. Is it personalized or is it one of the cards that you have?
It's one of the quote cards, mm-hmm. And I'll write on the back a personal message. Yeah.
So it's both, actually. It's one of the cards and it's also personalized. Beautiful. Beautiful. So definitely make sure you go to Instagram and find 365 Meaningful Conversations. I went there myself and you can see there all of the beautiful colors and cards that she was able to create. And you can find there the link to the Indiegogo. I think the link to Indiegogo is a little bit complicated, so but I will post it in this episode as well, so you can go there directly if you don't have Instagram or something like this. So it has been a pleasure. I'm really happy to be able to support you with this project, and hopefully I'll be able to help you with the website with some things as well. I really believe in it, and I think that it can have a really beautiful impact. And I'm looking forward to seeing pictures from all around the States with the people you're going to impact and the amazing stories that you'll have.
Thank you so much for your support. My heart feels so warm from, that support and your kind words. So thank you so much.
My pleasure.